Jesus our Christmas gift. I was going to keep it a little light this morning, but God put some stuff in my spirit as I was praying this morning about Christmas and about the holiday season and how people have taken Merry Christmas out. They can't even say Merry Christmas, and I make a point of that, to say Merry Christmas to people, because they're taking time off. They get the day off. I say, well, you might as well thank Jesus that at least you got one day off. Amen. And I just want you to know that I know sometimes Christmas can be stressful for many reasons, and that, you know, sometimes we don't have enough check to make the bills, and I know sometimes that, you know, it's stressful because we're charging stuff on the credit cards that we get to look for to pay over the next 12 months. Amen. Sometimes, you know, the holiday season, Christmas season, is a little difficult and stressful because we have family gatherings, and some of us maybe not even have family, and that could be stressful. And sometimes you might feel like you're alone, or maybe you lost a loved one this year. That can put some stress into the season. I don't know about you, but shopping causes me undue pressure and stress. And, you know, although I get the front row parking spot and I get blessed with that, but I mean, just the hustle and the bustle of people. But I have to say, this year was unlike any other years I went shopping, as I don't go to the malls. I don't like to shop. I don't like to spend time in big crowds. Amen. Because I could disperse them by just using the name of Jesus, and then I could find everything I need. But people have been pretty friendly this year. I was surprised in many places we went. You know, people would say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And here, let me get that door for you. And I was observing that this year. It seems like there's more of a humbleness this season than in past seasons that I've shopped at the mall. But it does cause undue stress. But I want to talk this morning about Jesus, our Christmas gift, because really, it all started with Him coming. Amen. And we celebrate His birthday. And I want to share with you out of the book of James this morning, the book of James 1:17. This is the Amplified Bible. Amplified Bible, James 1:17. And I want you to get this morning because, you know, we all get these cool gifts for Christmas, and that's all good. We might get some new shoes or clothes or a watch or, you know, something that you wanted. But there is an ultimate gift that we get, and that's the gift of God. And in James 1:17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift, free, large, and full gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of all, that gives light, in the shining of whom there can be no variation, rising or setting or shadow cast by His turning as in eclipse. Every good gift, it says, every good gift, not just one or two gifts, but every good gift comes from God. Every good gift, every full gift, every gift that I've ever got from God has been complete. Every gift I got from God is exactly what I needed at the time. Now you might say, well, Pastor, what kind of gift did God give you? God gave me a gift to be healed when I was sick. God gave me a cure when they said I had cancer. God gave me a cure when I was stuck and tied up on drinking and smoking and doing the things that I ain't joking. You know what I'm saying? And to be delivered and set free from that, those are gifts from God. Amen? And Christmas shouldn't be the only time that we expect to receive a gift from God. Every morning I wake up, I expect a gift from God. The first gift I have is breath in my lungs. The second gift I have is my beautiful wife is still near and dear to my heart. Amen. That my children are healthy in their home and they're safe. Amen. That they're not tired. I mean, I got teenagers. Everyone says, oh, those are your hardest years. That's when they get into drugs and alcohol and messing around. My kids ain't on drugs and alcohol. I thank God for that. Because I still believe in using the rod. Amen. The rod of correction. And take away the phone and watch the gnashing of teeth and watch them freak out. I don't have a phone. I think that's worse than a beating. Amen. Just to watch them cry. I can't call my friends. I got no internet. But God gives us these perfect gifts, lavish gifts. The Father that we have wants to bless us because we're His children. And we don't have to wait till December 25th to open up a gift. We can just have a gift that keeps on giving. That's the kind of God we serve. He blesses us all the time. He wants us to be blessed, to be a blessing. And that's the reason why we celebrate the Christmas season. Now, I wouldn't be Christmas season unless I said a little story about Jesus. And there's a book in the Bible called Luke. And we're going to look at Luke 2, verse 4, and we're going to read a little bit this morning. Because I want to show you something about the gifts that God has given us. And it's in the scripture here, and I've read it many times, and so have you probably, but maybe you haven't seen the gifts that God has left us when He gave us Jesus. Luke 2, verse 4 says this. Joseph, I like this, also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to a city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger because there was no room for him at the inn. Let me stop there. There's always room at the inn with Jesus. The world might have thrown us outside and not had room for us at the motel or the hotel, or our family might not have received us and said, you can't come this Christmas. But there's always room at the inn with Jesus. And I thought about this for a minute. There was no room for him at the inn. That's just like the world. There's no room for you in this job. There's no room for... They're taking something away from you. They got too big for their britches. No room. But Jesus came so he could make some room. Jesus cleared some of your old junk that was in your trunk, amen? He moved away some of your old sin so that he could have a space that he could occupy. Now there was the same... In the same country... says shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Verse 10 is important. It says, then the angel said to them, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to just a couple people. Wouldn't it say? Just a couple people? Just a few chosen ones, right? No. He just said, which will be to all people. So he didn't leave any of us out. He didn't segregate, integrate, or whatever that other eight is. Amen? Discriminate. Amen? It says in verse 11, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Jesus, or the Christ, the Lord, and he will be the sign to you. And you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel of a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. So it was that the angel had gone away from them in heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and check out the stuff that's happening over there. There's something happening over there at that Spirit Life Christian Church, and we got to go check it out. That's what it says. That's my take on it. Verse 16 says, and they came with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby laying in the manger, and they had seen him, and they were widely known, and saying which was told them concerning this child. And it says, and all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God to all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them. Interesting. Some shepherds went out, and if you know the story, they brought frankincense, myrrh, some gold. So Jesus might have looked like he started off in a manger with nothing, but he had something. People already took notice of him when he was just a baby. God took notice of you when you were born. And there's some gifts that God gave in that scripture. And I'm just going to share just real briefly just three of them. God gave the gift of freedom from fear. God gave the gift of freedom from fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." Yo, don't be afraid of what you're seeing. Don't be concerned with what you see ahead of you, but I got some good plans for you if you just follow what I ask you to do. Shout with me this morning. I have no fear because Jesus is here. See, when you got Jesus, you got no fear. Amen. Now I want to say this. The angel said, "Fear not." He was telling them in a nice way, you can fear or not fear. The choice is yours. You can choose to fear or you can choose not to fear. Amen? People are full of worry today. Financial cliff's just around the corner. You got shootings and killings in these elementary schools and families being damaged. Nothing on the news is ever good. They tell you you ain't going to make it. They say the government's going to help you, but they can only help so much. But God said, had no fear. No fear. No fear. He gave you a gift of no fear. I think there's a t-shirt that says no fear. Amen. We don't fear the things that come against us. We don't be tied up by what the things of the world has to say. You don't have to participate in the things of this world sometimes. The angel says to us today, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what's going on. No matter what is happening in our economy, no matter what's happening with the rumors of war and terrorism and financial crisis, last time I looked, God was still on the throne. Last time I looked, he was still God. He was still able and capable to be your source. We look to everything and everyone else to be a source when it's only a resource. This church is just a resource to those that are in need. Amen? The real source is the one I try to plug into God. He's your source. And the more that you get to know him, and the more that you get to love him, the more you'll walk in faith and not in fear. I've had to learn this over a period of time. My wife and I have been serving God almost, 18, 20 years, something like that now. And we started off, we were in fear. Our financials were in the toilet. Amen. I was sick and dying, you know. We didn't have children yet. I had a stepson, so I was learning to be a dad. That was hard. Wasn't easy. I was in fear, though. Bought a van I couldn't afford. Oh, Lord God, how did I get myself in this mess? I walked in fear, and then I got a hold of Jesus, and he got a hold of me. He shook me to the core of my life, and I found that fear is from the devil. And if he can keep me in fear, then I can never proceed in the things of God. Don't let fear this morning hold you back. God gave you a gift of freedom from fear. Take that gift this morning. It's free. Second gift God gave us in that scripture is the gift of the joy of salvation. Say, a Savior is born, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Lord. See, God gave you this morning, when you look at this, the joy of salvation. Matthew 1:21 says this. We read the scripture last week. Matthew 1:21, New King James Version says it this. And she will bring forth a son, this is Mary, and you shall call his name Jesus. And for those that are Spanish, Jesus. And he will save his people from their sins. Jesus came because we had this thing called sin in our lives, and he had to come to help radiate it, to terminate it, to destroy that. Second gift you get is the joy of salvation. There's no other joy that compares to knowing that your sins have been washed away. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know your past, and I don't care about your past, but I know your future's bright when you get a hold of God. I know that I had some sins, and I didn't think God could forgive them, but let me tell you, He forgave them all. Every single one of my stupid, dumb sins, He wiped them away. It's like a whiteboard that had all the writing on it, and then they spread that stuff, and you wipe it, and it's clean. That's what He did for you and for me. That's why He came. That's why He was born. It was that blood of Jesus that washed away the sin. The gospel is known as the good news or good tidings of great joy. Isn't that what that scripture said? See, I tried to find joy in a bottle of booze, or I found it in a 12-pack of beer, or smoking, you know, something that was illegal, you know, called marijuana. And I thought I found joy in that, but when I woke up, I still had to face the problems. I had to look in the mirror, and the reality was still striking me in the face that there's something that needs to change. And if everybody else ain't going to change, I guess I got to change. Because you're good at blaming everybody else. That person's got problems. We're all good. But the whole time, really, you ought to be pointing at yourself. If I change, everybody will see that change, and then all the drama I have around me will change. Amen. And I couldn't find all that joy and all that peace and all that understanding when I was living in sin. Because of Jesus, our sins can be forgiven and free from guilt and shame. That's why I preach the word, is because some of us, we all have sin. We all missed it. We all fell short. The only one didn't was Jesus. Amen. But He forgave every one of us, no matter what we've done, no matter how bad it looks, no matter even if you committed murder, He will forgive you of that. Amen? We got to be about wishing people Merry Christmas, joyous, joyful Christmas, because we know the truth about Christmas. The reason for the season is Jesus. The third gift that God gives us in that scripture is the gift of peace. Now, for me, that's probably the greatest gift after salvation. After I know that I'm going to go to heaven and that I've been bought with a price, the greatest thing for me was peace, because I never had peace. I tried to find peace in all the wrong places. Thought I'd find it in a magazine. I thought I'd find it in some drug or alcohol. I thought I'd find it in women. I thought I'd find it in this. I thought I'd find it in a new car. I thought I'd find it by going on vacation. I thought I'd find it in this and that. And I found it. I was never satisfied. But then I got Jesus. He got a hold of me. And I started to understand Christmas was just not about gifts. It was about the gift giver, Jesus. Amen. The Bible says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. I don't know about you, but sometimes during Christmas season, it's stressful, and I need a little peace. Amen. Sometimes I got to pump up the volume in my car a little bit and put some Christian music on just to get me prepared before I walk into the battle zone of the mall. Amen. Got to put on the heavy metal of armor. Amen. And get ready. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Take a look at John 14, 27. I'll close with a couple of scriptures. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Huh. Peace I leave you. When Jesus left us, he gave us peace. My peace I give you is not like the world's peace. The world will give you a piece of their mind. The world will tell you you amount to nothing. The world will tell you you can't accomplish that. No one in your family ever went to college. Why are they going to make you so smart? Because God did. God doesn't have the word can't in his vocabulary. All he has is you can do it. He gives you peace. It says, don't let your heart be troubled. No matter what you're going through today, don't be afraid of the storms and the things you're going through, because God's going to help you get through it if you trust him. John 16:33 says this. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may find peace. Because in this world you will have tribulation, tests, trials. You're going to go through some stuff. But be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. So I looked at that scripture and it says, these things I've spoken to you. He's speaking to you and me, and he's saying that in him you have peace. You won't find peace in anything other than him. It's not the new car, the new house, the new puppy, the new kitten, the new dress, the new wardrobe, your new shoes, your new cool Ray-Bans you got. Won't find peace in that. It says you'll find it in me. Because in the world, you're going to have some tribulation. There are going to be some people that are going to play a game on you. There are going to be people that are going to beat up on you. There's going to be people that are going to take advantage of you. There's going to be some things that you made some bad choices, and the world is going to be turbulent for you. And there's going to be some things that are going to come upon you, and you're going to go through some hell, and it feels like you can't get through it. But he says, wait, hang on. Be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. I don't know about you, but I like to hang with somebody who's an overcomer. I like to hang around people that used to be alcoholics, but they overcame that. And now that they're serving God, and they don't have that connection anymore to that alcohol. I like the overcomer that got over the problem with their addiction to pornography, and now they're helping other people get over that addiction. Or ones that were connected to drugs or gangs, and then they get saved and they get set free, and they find that there's somebody that really does love them. It ain't that gang, it's a Father in heaven. And they've overcome that. And you're connected to the overcomer. That's why Jesus was born. The greatest gift that you got is the gift of peace. It's another gift, the gift of peace. Because when you're going through something, oh, there's no other name to call on than that name of Jesus. Notice in the Bible, Jesus never said you'd be free from trouble, but he said you could have peace. You could be going through a storm, but still have peace. Your marriage may feel like it's on the rocks, but you still can have peace when you trust God. Your kids are getting underneath your skin and they're irritating you, but you can still have peace. You might not have all the answers, but you can still have peace. When the doctor gives you the bad report that says you ain't going to live long, you have an expiration date on your bottom of your foot, you say, no, that's not what God said. I'm going to have peace through the storm. I might have to go through some stuff. I might have to take some extra tests. I may have to go through some chemo. I might have to go through some radiation. I might have to go through something. I might have to go through therapy. I might have to go through something. It's just a test for you to have a testimony. But have peace during the test. Don't get all in fear. Oh, and start worrying about the things that could happen. Oh, my gosh. Oh, what they said. But he said. that he's the Prince of Peace. If you want to experience the peace of God, don't worry about anything. What's the worst thing that can happen? You die and you go to heaven. Bummer. Real bummer. I don't have to pay taxes no more. No more car payments. No more house payment. Get to be with Jesus. It's worth. Pray about everything. Even in the little stuff. Pray. Ask God. Get God involved in the little stuff. Because we're always good at getting him involved in the big stuff. But the little stuff he wants to be involved in too. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he's already done. Thank him that your children are blessed. Thank him that your children are healthy. Thank him that the schools they go to have a hedge of protection around it, so no gunman, no crazy, no person can touch them. See, this Christmas, God wants to bless you with three wonderful Christmas presents. The freedom from fear. When I send my kids out to school, I don't worry about it. I don't sit at home going, oh, well, something could happen to them today. Well, my God's going to protect them. God's going to put a bulletproof vest around them if he needs to. That gun will jam. Whatever the situation is, I don't fear. Because Jesus is here. He gives you the joy of salvation. And he gives you the gift of peace. This morning, you may be worried or fearful about the economy, your finances, your health, your job. Maybe you don't have one. Maybe you're looking for one. Maybe you're concerned about your children. The Bible says that you should cast all your cares on the Lord because he cares about you. And when you do this, you find freedom from fear and you receive the gift of peace. And this morning, you got to understand that God saves, he heals, and he delivers. I remember seeing a billboard when I came into town. God saves, heals, and delivers. And I remember seeing that when I pulled into town. I went, ah, that's cool. He does. We celebrate Christmas because we needed a Savior. We needed someone to help us. Because we get it all jacked up when we do it our own way. But this morning, you got to know that God saves and heals and delivers. We got to pray that the gift of God be upon us. And today, a Savior is born, and his name is Jesus. And the reason for the season, the reason why we celebrate Christmas, is because of Jesus. It's because of what he's done in us and through us, for us. This morning, I just want you to think about how blessed you really are. I don't want you to think about all the problems you got. Oh, Pastor, you don't understand. I don't care. You don't understand what I'm going through. Oh, Pastor, it looks like you got it all together. Yeah, it looks pretty good, don't it? I'm a work in progress just like you. My wife and I aren't like two perfect angels, as you might think. You look like one, but sometimes, you know, it's hard. Yeah, we argue sometimes. Sometimes we have a disagreement. I know she's right. But God looks beyond all that. When the kids ain't listening, and they need a swift hand of love, think about how blessed you truly are this Christmas season. Well, Pastor, I ain't got all this yet, but you got breath in your lungs. You got some good things going. Your marriage is still intact. Might be hanging on by a thread, but it's hanging on. But God can suture that back up. God can take what the lack you have and turn it into a surplus. but I ain't got a lot of money. God doesn't need a whole bunch of money to get you to where you need to go if you trust him. The reason for the season is Jesus. He's the greatest Christmas gift you could ever have. And this morning, I don't know if you know Jesus as Lord and Savior, but I will say this, if you don't know him, you're missing out on something great. He's the greatest gift I ever had. Because when I received Jesus, I really got the greatest gift of a great wife and great kids and great job. And didn't say it was easy. I didn't say there wasn't tests and there wasn't trials and there wasn't sickness and there was disease and bad reports. That comes along the way, but I didn't get in fear because I have Jesus who's always here. And when I start feeling myself getting in fear, I had someone that says, don't be in fear. Come on. I had a helpmate that said, come on. That's why we celebrate Jesus, the season, Christmas. You don't join a church when you get enlisted in the army of God. You get into relationship. And this morning, maybe those that are here this morning that don't have that personal relationship with Jesus. I didn't have one for a long time. I had a relationship with my wife, I had a relationship with my parents. But I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. I went to church. I looked good. I talked good. Was an altar boy. I mean, you know, I did the whole thing. Went to a Catholic school because I got thrown out of the regular school. No one else would have me. I was the angel with the horns in the back when I was a little kid. But I didn't have a relationship with someone that could help me. And this morning, I just want to take just a moment. If we'll just close our eyes, bow our heads. Just close our eyes and bow our heads just for a minute. Maybe you don't have that relationship with Jesus, but you want to. Maybe you heard the word this morning and it's touched your heart and you're saying, God, I got to get to know this Jesus because my life's jacked up. Mine was too. I don't tell you about the Jesus because I'm trying to, you know, get you on my Facebook list. I'm trying to get you connected to someone that can help you. I can only be a resource, but he is the source. And this morning, as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, if you don't have that personal relationship with Jesus, I invite you this morning just to raise your hand so I can pray with you and for you this morning so that you can receive Jesus. Because it's really all about relationship. I mean, if you were connected to Bill Gates in that relationship, you probably have a little bit more money in your pocket. I mean, if you're connected to the Rockefeller somehow, I bet you'd have you'd be living a different lifestyle. Well, I got someone who has total control of over the Rockefellers and the Bill Gates. And last time I looked, his name was Jesus. He can provide all that and more. He can provide you peace and he can get rid of that fear that you've had, the anxiety and. He can remove sickness and disease. He can say cancer be gone and be gone. This morning, if you don't have that personal relationship with Jesus, as our eyes are closed and our heads bowed, I invite you to raise your hand so I can pray with you and for you if you don't know him. It's a great chance to get to know him. He can help you. There's only so much I can do, but I know he can help you. Lord, we did what you asked to do this morning. We brought some word that we can chew on throughout the week. We brought forth your word, Lord, to change lives. And Jesus, I ask you this morning for those that are here. You know, Lord God, what they need. I want to just take a moment brief moment. Why hold on to something that's been holding you back? Why carry something into 2013 that you can leave behind in 2012?